And Rachel just hit recording.
Shut up. Anyways, I'm Rachel Stewart.
And I'm Spencer Thompson.
And you're listening to KHTX FM, Conway, Arkansas. Oh, shoot. I messed up the order. And this is our show, Stage Lights.
And the theme for today's show is...
Da-da-da-da!
Hadestown.
Spencer's super excited for
this. I love this musical.
Yeah, he picked this out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so this is our show, Stage Lights, and we would just like to give a quick shout out to the people that guessed the show. It was a little bit more complicated this time. We didn't have a lot of responses. We had a lot of wrong answers.
Did you get a lot of Beauty and the Beasts?
I didn't actually get any, but I did see someone say Bachelor, which was kind of funny to me. And I now really want to do like a Bachelor-themed musical and like write it myself, except I can't write music.
Then do it.
I don't write music.
Well, then find somebody who can write music.
Spencer, you wanna make a Bachelor?
I will learn how to write music.
Thank you. And we'll both get credits. We'll be like the new Hamilton.
We could be Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Let's tell the people that guessed the show correctly. Thank you to Hannah Sarmark and Mary Dan for guessing the show right. And
thank you to Mitch Jackson, Anne, and Sam for getting it wrong.
But for playing along, we love you for it. All right, so we're just going to go ahead and get started because we kind of have a long music for this. This is a really long music because... why am I scrolling like this?
It's a lot of music.
It's a lot of music because this is kind of like Hamilton and the fact that like there's really no reason to like... When you listen to the music, you get the plot of the show. There's really no like filler moments, I would say. Would you agree?
Except, I would say that like every song has a necessary part of the plot.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I like when musicals do that because it makes it easier for us that can't afford to go to Broadway to...
Experience
the Broadway. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our first song, which is... you want to introduce it?
It is Road to Heck. I'm kidding. It's Road to Hell.
It's Road to Hell, but like, if you're on the cursing terms for this one, because hell's like a place, whatever.
It's okay. Definitely the place.
It's the place. Anyway, so here we go with our beautiful first song.
Once upon a time there was a railroad line. Don't ask where, brother, don't ask when. It was the road to hell. It was hard times. It was a world of gods and men.
hurts to be a god. And don't forget that times are hard. Hard times in the world of men. Let me introduce you to a few of them. You can tip your hats and your wallets. Brothers and sisters, boys and girls, they're the hardest working chorus in the God's almighty world. And this boy was a musician on the railroad line, on the road to hell. You might say the boy was touched. 'Cause he was touched by the gods themselves. Give it up for Orpheus. Orpheus. There was one more soul on this road. Girl, come on in from the cold. On the railroad line, on the road to hell. There was a young girl looking for something to eat. And brother, thus begins the tale of Orpheus and Eurydice.
Sweet catharsis of that song.
Catharsis.
It is cathartic.
How?
Well, I mean, like, just everything all comes together in the roundabout way that this musical is set up.
Don't ruin the ending, Spencer.
If you don't know the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice,
what is it?
What?
Okay, so we're gonna give a quick for our listeners out there that don't know the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice, because they might not have read, I don't know, Percy okay. Jackson. Basically, this guy named Orpheus was really in love with this guy named Eurydice, and then they fell in love, and
this
then
guy
she
named
died. Yeah, wouldn't that be a great tale? And then they fell in love, and then she died, and so he was like, oh my god, and so he like went down to the underworld to like go fetch her, and then like Hades, like he sang this song for Hades, and then he was like, oh, that's a good song, and I'm gonna make a strike you a deal, son. And he's like, okay, and he's like, you get to walk out of hell with Eurydice behind you, but you can't look back. Like you can't
look back to make sure she's okay. Otherwise, she will disappear.
Yeah, or she disappears and she goes straight back to Hades, and so she didn't get to do it. So he walks out, and then at the very end, there's actually some various versions. So one is that he doubts himself, so he looks back and he sees her, and then she disappears. And the other one is that he gets so overwhelmed with like the joy of being at the exit that he turns around to look at her and like share the joy, and then she. Obviously, he looks at her and she's there, and then she goes back to the underworld, and so it's a tragedy.
And then after that, he gets ripped into pieces by the cult of Dionysus.
I didn't actually know that part of the
end. Yep.
Anyways, but this was kind of, it's told as like a tell because everyone wants like to get better, and then it's not. So that's what Hadestown is about. Fun fact:
it's a modernization of it.
It doesn't get better. It always just goes back the same way it is. It's cool, like theater in the round. Anyways, we're gonna go to the next song, which is "Come Home with Me," What's his face? Talks to
Orpheus.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, come home with me, which is really funny because the line before
he
this
comes
is
on
like,
really strong.
Yeah, because it's like he's like, take it easy, and he's like, okay, and the next line is, come home with me. And I'm like, get me a man like that.
You want to talk to her?
Yes.
Go on. Orpheus.
Yes.
Don't come on too strong.
Come home with me.
Who are you?
The man who's gonna marry you. I'm Orpheus.
Is he always like this?
Yes.
I'm Eurydice.
Your name is like a melody.
A singer? Is that what you are?
I also play the lyre.
Oh, a lyre and a player too. I've met too many men like you.
Oh no, I'm not like that.
He's not like any man you've met. Tell her what you're working on.
I'm working on a song. It isn't finished yet, but when it's done, and when I sing it, spring will come again.
Come again?
Spring will come.
When? I haven't seen a spring or fall since... I can't recall.
That's what I'm working on. A song to fix what's wrong, take what's broken, make it whole. A song so beautiful, it brings the world back into tune, back into time, and all the flowers will bloom. When you become my wife.
Oh, he's crazy. Why would I become his wife?
Maybe because he'll make you feel alive.
Alive? That's worth a lot. What else you got?
We forgot to mention a very big part of the myth.
Yeah, it's like a subplot.
It's kind of the point of attack, if you go in the...
Yeah, fair, whatever. Keep going.
So... Hades and Persephone aren't having too good of a time right now.
They're having marriage problems.
They are very much having marriage problems. So whenever... Normally the seasons go like... Normally the seasons go summer, fall, winter, spring.
Thank you for explaining the seasons, Spencer.
But because they're having marriage problems, Rachel...
Basically, Hades is causing climate change by coming back early to get Persephone, who's the goddess of spring, and because she's so upset, she makes summer really, really hot. So the winters are really cold, and the summers are really hot. So
yeah, and there's 6 months of summer, 6 months of winter.
Which is climate change.
I mean, yes, so somebody needs to go tell Hades to knock it off and let Persephone do her stuff, you know?
Yeah, but they don't. So it's a cool like way that they modernized it because it's like, hey, it's like things that we're experiencing right now, like climate change. And then also there's this whole song that we're skipping about Hades building a wall around his workers. And it's like, oh, a wall, you say?
Hmm.
Wonder what that could be in reference to.
Why do we build that wall, Rachel?
What? To build the wall?
To keep us free. That's why we build the wall.
To keep us free. And then why do we need to be free? To hide from poverty. And why do we hide from poverty?
No, hide from the enemy.
Hide from
the enemy. And the enemy is poverty.
And then how do you hide from the enemy's poverty? And the way you get rid of poverty is by working. And what are you working on? The wall. So it's like this like round circuitous argument that doesn't actually make sense.
Wow, roundabout. A circle. Another theme of the musical. It's such a good musical, guys.
A circle. A circle is a theme of the musical.
Circuity.
Pie.
Circuity.
Waitress. Living It Up on Top is the next song that we're going to be playing. Oh, I said singing.
If you like Persephone, you're going to like this song.
And it's also sang by the same girl who is in Great Comet of 1812. So I noticed that because she's got the same kind of raspy quality.
She does.
It's really cool. So yeah, here we go.
And on the road to hell, there was a lot of waiting.
Waiting.
Everybody waiting on a train.
Waiting on the lady with the...
Waiting on the train to bring that lady.
Lady.
With the suitcase back again. She's never early, always
waiting.
Late.
Waiting.
These days she never stays for long. But good things come to those who wait. Here she comes.
Well, it's like he said, I'm an outdoor girl.
And you're late again.
King of the underworld.
She forgot a little thing called spring.
Are you wondering where I've been?
Yeah. Where you been?
I'm wondering.
Been to hell and back again. But like my mama always said,
aye,
brother, when you're down, you're down. But when you're up,
young girl decided to stay. There was a poor boy with a lawyer.
Who says times are hard?
The flowers bloomed, the fruit got ripe, and the brother for a moment fell.
Anybody want a drink?
In return, except that we should live and learn to live as brothers in this life.
There we go.
And to trust she will provide.
All right.
And if no one takes too much, there will always be enough. She will always fill our cups.
I will.
And we will always raise them up to the world we dream about.
Uh-huh.
And the one we live in now. Right now we're living it. Living it, living it up. Brother, right here we're living it. Listen here, I'll tell you how we're living it up on top.
Up on top.
Living it up and we ain't gonna stop. Living it, living it. How are we living?
Living it,
living it.
Living it, living it. Living it, living it up on top.
You're listening to KHTX FM, Conway, Arkansas.
I'm Spencer Thompson.
I'm Rachel Stewart.
And you're listening to our show, Stage Lights.
For those just tuning in, sorry, I'm sick. For those just tuning in, we're listening to the musical Hadestown.
Woo!
Okay, my mom. My mom's just tuning in. I'm going to sneeze.
She's going to sneeze.
It didn't happen. I didn't sneeze.
She'll sneeze later.
Probably. In my life, yeah.
Are you sure?
As Spencer said that, my body was like, sneeze. And I was like, oh, God. I got attacked by a sniffle.
It's me. I'm the sneeze.
God, it just keeps reappearing. Okay. Anyways, what's the next song?
Oh, it's all I've ever known. Okay. So
we're talking about what's going on in the musical right now.
Well, you see, Orpheus and Eurydice have been married at this point.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. And Eurydice is trying to get used to married life because she's always been
alone.
Yes.
And poor.
And sad.
She's still poor. Anyways.
Yeah, she's still poor, but she has love.
So she can live on love. Isn't that the whole plotline of Rent?
Yes, but this is more tangible.
Fair enough, because she leaves him. Hint, hint. Okay, next.
She died.
She leaves him first.
For death.
But, like, she leaves him first and is like, I guess I'll sign my life away to work because I want food. And which, I mean, like, fair. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Corporate America. Here we go.
I was alone so long. I didn't even know that I was lonely. Out in the cold so long. I didn't even know that I was cold. to the wind. This is how it's always been. All I've ever known is how to hold my own. All I've ever known is how to hold my own. Take me in your arms and suddenly there's sunlight all around me. Everything bright and warm and shining like it never did before. And for a moment I forget just how dark and cold it gets. All I've ever known is how to hold my own.
Like I'd known you all along. I knew you before we met, and I don't even know you yet. All I know is you're someone I have always known. All I know is you're someone I have always known. And I don't even know you.
So it's our matching flannel today. Is your flannel reversible?
No, and then it's just, it has a separate pattern underneath, but it's not reversible. It's weird.
Interesting.
I mean, unless you want it to be like a woman's flannel on the other side.
Oh, because it's, but there's no pockets.
No, the buttons.
Oh, okay. Are the pockets on the inside?
No.
Because it still would be a woman's flannel because we don't get pockets.
Yeah, and the buttons would be on the opposite side.
Did you know the reason that they did this is because like women used to button up men's shirts? Yeah.
Because assistants used to do it for women.
For women?
Yeah, that's seriously what it was.
No, women used to button up men's shirts.
No, because it's on the right side. The button is on the right side for men because they buttoned their own shirts, but assistants would button it, and the button would be on the right side from an assistant's perspective.
That doesn't make any sense. We're going to talk about this later. We're going to look it up later. Anyways, yeah. What's your favorite part of Hadestown?
My favorite part of Hadestown is everything about it, but I really like Hermes' character, the fates.
Hermes acts as a narrator, by the way.
Yes. And hot take, the live recording of it is better than the Broadway version. We're listening to the Broadway version, but check out the live version if you're going to do it, because it's so much better. But
it is a lot better. I would say that it has a lot more like feeling behind it, while this one is a little bit more structured and a little more clean. My favorite part about Hades Town is that it's kind of like I said, it's just, you can listen to it and really visualize it. And I think the harmonies are really, really beautiful in it.
Oh, yes, it is.
I really want to see it staged. Because when they performed at the Tonys, it was really awesome. Mm-hmm. So this next song that we have up for you guys is kind of like one of the staples of the soundtrack. It's called Way Down in Hades Town. Do you want to say anything about that, Spencer?
This is Hades' actual introduction. It's when his character first appears.
Yeah, and he's got a very creepy, weird voice. So heads up on that.
Get ready for an old man.
On the road to hell, there was a railroad track.
Oh, come on!
There was a train coming up from way down below.
That was not 6 months.
Better go get your suitcase packed. Guess it's time to go.
She's gonna ride that train.
Ride that train.
She's gonna ride that train.
Ride that train.
She's gonna ride that train to the end of the line. Cause the king of the mine is coming to call. Did you ever wonder what it's like on the underside?
Way down under.
On the yonder side.
Way down yonder.
On the other side of his wall. Follow that dollar for a long way down. Far away from the poorhouse door. You either get the hell or the Hades Town. Ain't no difference anymore. Way down Hades Town. Way down under the ground. Hound dog.
Takes a lot of medicine to make it through the winter time.
Way down, Hades Town, way down under the ground.
Every little penny in the wishing well, every little nickel on the ground.
Everybody saw it was the same man they'd been singing about.
You're early.
I missed you.
Mr. Hades is a mighty king,
must be making some mighty big deals. Seems like he owns everything.
Kinda makes you wonder how it feels.
All aboard! A one, a two, a one, two, three,
four. Way down!
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it after.
I was very confused about what you actually said. Anyways, what was I going to say?
What were you going to say?
I don't know. We could play the next two songs like really close to each
other. Let's do it because I love this next song, Chant.
Also, we're
gonna
like run out of time because the time's clicking away. Next song is Chant. What is that about, Spencer?
Well, it's the four characters lamenting their situations.
Here we go. And then the song we're going to play right after that is Wait For Me, which is when Eurydice's gone down to Hades Town. And so Orpheus is like,
I'm going to get you.
I'm going to get you back, girl.
Anyways. I'm going to save you.
In the coldest time of year, why is it so hot down here? Hotter than a crucible. It ain't right and it ain't natural.
Oh, lover, you were gone so long. Lover, I was lonesome. So I built a foundry in the ground beneath your feet. Here I fashioned things of steel, oil drums and automobiles. Then I kept that furnace fed with the fossils of the dead. Lover, when you feel that fire, think of it as my desire. Think of it as my desire for you.
La la, 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 la la,
la la, la la,
la la, la la,
la la, la la, la la, la la, la la,
la la, la la, la
la, la la, la.
So bright down here, brighter than a carnival. It ain't right and it ain't natural.
Lover, you were gone so long. Lover, I was lonesome. So I laid a power grid in the ground on which you stood. And wasn't it electrified when I made the neon shine? Silver screen, cathode ray, brighter than the light of day. Lover, when you see that glare, think of it as my despair. Think of it as my despair for you.
They can't find the tune,
Orpheus.
They can't feel the rhythm,
Orpheus.
King Hades is deafened by a river of stone.
Poor boy working on a song.
And Lady Persephone's blinded by a river of wine. Living in an oblivion.
He did not see the storm coming.
His black gold flows in the world down below, and her dark clouds roll in the one up above.
Look up.
And that is the reason we're on this road. And the seasons are wrong. And the wind is so strong. That's why times are so hard. It's because of the gods. The gods have forgotten the song of their love. Singing la 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 la.
Keep your head low. Oh, you gotta keep your head low. If you wanna keep your head up. Oh, you gotta keep your head low. Keep your head low. Oh, you gotta keep your head low. If you wanna keep your head
low. Looking low and looking high. There is no food left to find.
It's hard enough to feed yourself.
Let alone somebody else. I'm trying. Working on is gonna harbor me from the wind, the wind, the wind.
Eurydice was a hungry young girl.
Give that back.
She was no stranger to the wind.
It's everything we have.
But she had not seen nothing.
Orpheus.
Like the mighty storm she got caught in.
Orpheus.
Gods was in
every
it.
Year it's getting worse. Hades town, hell on earth. Did you think I'd be impressed with this neon necropolis? Lover, what have you become? Coal cars and oil drums, warehouse walls and factory floors. I don't know you anymore. And in the meantime, up above, the harvest dies and people starve. Oceans rise and overflow. It ain't right and it ain't natural.
Lover, everything I do, I do it for the love of you. If you don't even want my love, I'll give it to someone who does. Someone grateful for the fate. Someone who appreciates the comforts of a gilded cage. And doesn't try to fly away the moment Mother Nature calls. Someone who could love these walls that hold her close and keep her safe. I think of them as my embrace.
Sing it all,
keep your head, keep your head.
Shelter us.
Think of them as my embrace.
Keep your head, keep your head.
Think of them as my embrace of you.
How to get to Hades town, you have to take the long way down through the underground under cover of night, laying low, staying out of sight. Ain't no compass, brother, ain't no map, just a telephone wire and a railroad track. Keep on walking and don't look back till you get to the bottom line.
Wait for me, I'm coming.
Sticks as high and wide, cinder bricks and razor wire, walls of iron and concrete, hound dogs howling round the gate. Those dogs are laid down and play dead. If you got the bones, if you got the bread, but if all you got is your own two legs, just be glad you got them.
Wait for me, I'm coming.
That
your brain. They'll suck your breath. They'll cut the heart right out your chest. They'll truss you up in your Sunday best and stuff your mouth with cotton.
You're listening to KHDX-FM in Conway, Arkansas. My name is Spencer Thompson, and I'm joined by my co-host, Rachel Stewart, who has turned off her mic for the moment. Oh, you turned it on? Okay, cool. We're just going to go ahead and jump right into these next two
songs. Except we're listening to KHD.
I did that.
Oh, this is our show Stage Lights.
This is our show Stage Lights. Our musical is Hadestown.
Thank you.
We're going to jump right into these next two songs because we are running out of time. As always. And these songs are really good. So up next is Doubt Comes In, followed by We Raise Our Cups.
against him? Who am I? Why would he let me win? Why would he let her go? Who am I to think that he wouldn't deceive me just to make me leave alone?
Doubt comes in.
Is this a trap that's been laid for me?
Doubt comes in.
Is this a trick that's being played on me?
Doubt comes in.
I used to see the way the world can be.
Walking on.
But now the way it is all I see. And
where is she?
Pour the wine and raise a cup. Drink up, brothers, you know how. And spill a drop for Orpheus, wherever he is now. Some birds sing when the sun shines bright. Our praise is not for them, but the ones who sing in the dead of night. We raise our cups to them. Wherever he is wandering, alone on the earth, let all our singing follow him and bring him comfort. Some flowers bloom where the green grass grows. Our praise is not for them, but the ones who bloom in the bitter snow. We raise our cups to them. We raise our cups and drink them up. We raise them high and drink them dry to Orpheus and all of us. Good night, brother. Good night.
And that was it.
That was Hadestown. We're going to end it because our show's ending. But just a reminder, check out our Instagrams, rachel.stew and spencer.tomp, for next week's poster so you can guess. And if you get it right, we'll announce you.
On the show.
On the show. And if you get it wrong, cool. We might call you out again.
Yeah, we'll be like, hey, this person tried, but they failed. So they need to get updated on their musical knowledge. We should have, like, at the end of the year, like, quiz. Like, guess the show based on the song and, like, give people, like, text in.
Or call in. Yeah.
Oh, calling. I have to deal with the phone. Anyways, so yeah, thanks for listening so much. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening so much, too.
Yeah, thanks for listening so much, because we really enjoy doing the show for you guys, and you know, it always gives me the pressure to listen to new musicals, which I had to do this week, which was kind of fun.
And it lets me talk about them.
Yeah, Spencer gets to talk, and so instead of just me sitting in the corner like, da-da-da, and Spencer's like, I have never seen this show. I ain't never been to Uwa Jawa. Anyways, so thanks for listening, everyone. Spencer, you want to say anything?
Goodbye.
Okay.
And good luck.